إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، أما بعد. إخواتي وأخواتي في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله we continue with the sharh of the book منهج السالكين by الشيخ عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي رحمه الله تعالى. باب الصلح. The chapter to be discussed today is الصلح. الصلح, this in the Arabic language means, or is an Arabic word which means reconciliation and settlement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَالصُلْحُ خَيْرٌ, and to reconcile between the spouse or the spouses that are disagreeing or have a kind of a disagreement between themselves, this is what is khayr, is better than separation. So in Islam, it is something that is recommended that we go into sulh, into a kind of reconciliation, a kind of settlement when we have a dispute among ourselves. Even this is encouraged among the husbands and the wives. When a husband is not getting his right fully from the wife, or the wife is not getting rights fully from the husband, yes, each one of them has a right to bring relationship to an end. Maybe this one divorcing, maybe the other one seeking for khulu so that they can bring relationship to an end. They have the right. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages as-sulh, that this one maybe overlook or forgo some of his or her rights so that the relationship can continue. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to when he says وَصُلْحُ خَيْرٌ. So on this, when we look at some of our models, you see they tolerate a lot of things. They bear a lot of things in order to continue relationship with some of our fathers. So the mother will be the one to take some responsibilities upon herself. That is forfeiting some of her rights. She has the right to seek for khulu and opt out of the relationship. But she's considering a lot of things. Maybe the children and things, if she goes, the children may suffer, this may happen. Because of the children, she may decide to still remain in the relationship and bear with the situation. So this is what sulh with respect to that aspect. So sulh may come in different forms. Sulh may be the one that has to do with rights, or that has to do with the properties and so on and so forth. So the author says, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلح جائز بين المسلمين illa sulhan harrama halalan aw ahalla harama. Sulhu is something that is permissible between the Muslims or among the Muslims, except a sulhu that makes halal, that makes haram what is halal, or that makes halal what is haram. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi reported this. So when we talk about sulhu, with respect to property, items, there are two types of sulhu. There is as-sulhu ala iqrarin, as-sulhu ala iqrarin, and there is as-sulhu ala inkarin. As-sulhu ala iqrar. That is when you are reconciling and you are entering into a kind of settlement with somebody that also acknowledges that you have a right with him or her. So we have somebody who is al-mudda'i, the claimant. Somebody is claiming a right. He says al-mudda'i. Then we have al-mudda'a alayhi, the defendant, the one that the claim is made against. So if the one that the claim is made against acknowledges that so-and-so person has a right with him, that is, he is owing somebody. Take for instance, somebody buying something from you. Let's say he's owing 100,000 naira. And you say, you are owing me 100,000 naira. And he says, I acknowledge that I'm owing you 100,000 naira. So you are mudda'i. He is what? Mudda'a alayhi. And he has aqarra. He has accepted, approved, acknowledged that he is owing you. So this is called as-sulhu, ala iqrari. That is, he wants to reconcile now based on what is acknowledgement. As-sulhu ala inkarin, that is when you want to reconcile, you want to arrive at a settlement. Ala inkarin, meaning the mudda'a alayhi does not admit that he is owing you. Can you still make sulhu? You can still make sulhu. So this is what the topic is all about. As-sulhu ala iqrari, reconciling. If the person that you have made a claim against acknowledges, and as-sulhu ala inkari, reconciling, if the person that you have made a claim against does not support that. So sulhu is jayz, is permissible, unless if the sulhu is making haram what is halal, or making halal what is haram. Making halal what is haram, or making haram what is halal. And this most often will have to do with things that have to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sheikh says here, فَإِذَا صَلَحَهُ عَنْ عَيْنٍ بِعَيْنٍ أُخْرَى أَوْ بِدَيْنٍ جَازَ. If he reconciles with him an ayn for an ayn, that is an item, the ayn ukhra, which another item, I will be deining, or with a dain, that is a debt, jaza, this is permissible. This is permissible. Wa in kana lahu alayhi deinun, if he is owing him, فَصَالَحَهُ عَنْهُ بِعَيْنٍ, then he reconciles with him by giving him an item in place of the debt. أَوْ بِدَيْنٍ, or with what? A debt, قَبَابَهُ, that it takes قَبْلَ تَفَرُّقِ, before the parting. جَازَ. This is also permissible. Now, You said somebody admits that he's owing you. But maybe the person does not have the money, if he's owing you money, for instance. He doesn't have the money with him. Can he give you something other than the money? I'm owing you 100,000 naira, and I have, let's say, an asset with me. Maybe that is worth 100,000 naira, for instance. You come to me, where is my money? I say, I don't have the money. I acknowledge that I'm owing you, but I don't have the money. Can you take this answer in place of what? The 100,000 naira. So here is owing him money, but if the person agrees, that is the one who has made the claimant, if he agrees to take him answer, what have they done? They've done sulhu. They've done sulhu, reconciliation. So, and this sulhu is what? Ala ikrari. The defendant acknowledges that he is owing him, and he is ready to give him this answer in place of the 100,000 naira. And the claimant is also what? Happy with that. He's comfortable with that. So he wants to take it. This Islamically, there is nothing wrong in it. Now, this is cash now. It may be an item, for instance. Maybe he buys something on credit as well. Or let's say he has an item with him. Maybe he borrowed the item. Then he misplaced the item. He misplaced it negligently, so to say. So in this case, he has to pay back. So, but this person does not have that particular item. Can he give him another item in place of that item? Not necessarily that same one, maybe another type of item. If the defendant, that is the one against whom the claim is made, if he accepts that, okay, I don't mind taking the answer, for instance, in place of the, maybe the bag, or in place of the, any other thing, maybe wristwatch. I don't mind taking the anklet in place of the wristwatch, or taking the wristwatch in place of the anklet that you have negligently misplaced. If the claimant is comfortable with that, there is nothing wrong in it. So this is what? Ironing the ironing. Huh? So he has what? An iron with him. He's exchanging it for another iron. So this is like they are doing what? Beru. If I exchange the answer with a wristwatch, this is what is Beru. Huh? So it has a ruling of Beru, as if both of them are doing Beru. He exchange the answer with currency. This is Beru as well. But if he's exchanging currency with currency, he's owing him 100,000 naira, for instance. Huh? And maybe he wants to pay him back in dollar. Does not have naira with him. Then wants to give him in a dollar. So they can do sulhu, yes. But it has to be what? Hand to hand. He has to be what? Hand to hand immediately. Huh? So this is what the author is referring to here. Because it has the meaning of what? Transaction. They are transacting. So it has the meaning of pay. And when you are exchanging currency for currency, it must be instantly. It must be instantly. So, as-sulhu ala ikrarin can come in form of what? In form of pay. And it can also come in form of ijara. It can come in form of ijara. Who can give us an example of ijara? When it comes in form of ijara? Huh? Take for instance, I'm owing you 100,000 naira, but I don't have the money. Then I say, okay, you tell me, for instance, that, okay, let us do sulh. You are going to assist me, or you are going to do so and so. Don't let me use the word assist. You are going to do so and so. If you do so and so, for me, I will forgo the 100,000 naira. What is that? It's like the person has been employed. I've been employed with what? With the money that, the debt that is on me. So this is ijar. Is it clear? I'm owing you. And I say, you tell me that, okay, let us do sulh. Let us reach a reconciliation, a settlement. Okay? Don't worry. Do so and so, and I forgo the 100,000 naira that you are owing me. I say, okay, no problem, I will do it. This is what ijar. Is it clear? So this has to do with sulhu ala ikrarin. That is, I, the defendant, I acknowledge. Somebody makes a claim that I'm owing, and I also acknowledge that I'm owing. So I'm now going to treat the sulhu. It may be in form of ijara, it may be in form of bail. If it's in form of bail, we have to consider whether what is involved has to do with currency. If it is currency with currency, it must be watched instantly so that we won't fall into river. أو صالحه على منفعة في أقاربه or he reconciles with him on a benefit في أقاربه in his estate أو غيره other than that. معلومة that is known, that is specific benefit, like the example given. أو صالح عن الدين المؤجل لبعضه حالا or he reconciles with him. He reconciles with him on a deyn al-mu'ajjal, a deferred debt. A deferred debt. Bi-ba'dihi, with part of it, halan. So we paid instantly. Do you get that? For instance, I'm owing you 100,000 naira. And I approach you. The 100,000 that I'm owing you to be paid later, then I approach you that instead of paying you 100,000 naira in 6 months as you have agreed, can I pay you 80,000 naira now and you forgo the remaining 20,000? Or maybe it is the payment that has said, okay, give me 80,000 naira now instead of give me 100,000 naira in 6 months. I'm ready to collect 80,000 naira now. I forgo, I leave the remaining. These, according to the jumhur of the scholars, the madhaib, the four madhaib, it is not permissible. They see it as falling into riba. There is a report from Imam Ahmad that permits this. And this is the favorable opinion of Ibn Taymiyyah. Likewise, Ibn Qayyim, likewise, Ibn Uthaymeen, Sheikh Ibn Baz, many others. And this is permissive. They did not see it as what? As a river. So this they call in the fiqh, they call it da' wa ta'ajjal. Da' wa ta'ajjal. That is, leave part of it, wa ta'ajjal and pena. Da' wa ta'ajjal. That is, remove part of it. That is, leave part of the money. What ajjal and pena. So this is the term they use for it. Da'wat ajjal. So they see it as a riba. But some scholars, and a report from Imam Ahmad, is of the opinion that this is permissible. But presently, what most scholars use is the permissibility of this da'wah ta'ajjal. It's just like what they call Bi'ul Urbun. Bi'ul Urbun, the sale of Urbun. What does that mean? You come to somebody, you want to buy an item from him. The item is available in his shop. Then you pay part of the money. You pay part of the money. The item is available in his shop. You pay part of the money. That if you complete the remaining parts to come and pick the item, then you agree on a date that you bring the remaining parts. So you agree that when you do not bring the remaining part at that time, then the part that you have paid, the advance goes to him. So this majority of the scholars, they also say it's not permissible. But a lot of scholars today, they say it is permissible. And this is also buttressed by the fatwa of Umar radiallahu anhu, the approval of Umar radiallahu anhu. So there are issues like this that Jumhur will go like this, the minority will go this way. But the view of the minority will be what is operational. Will be what is operational today. How this is clear. So da'wah ta'ajjal is permissible according to the minority, and this is what a lot of scholars today, this is what they are upon, that there is nothing wrong in it. Now, saying one should forego part of the debt, apart from saying, okay, pay now and forego the remaining. Take for instance, you are owing me 100,000 naira, or I'm owing you 100,000 naira. And it is time for me to pay you. I don't have. I only have, or let me say, I have a part of it. Is that permissible? That you collect the part that I have and forgo the remaining. It's different from this da'wah ta'ajjal. In the case of da'wah ta'ajjal, I'm supposed to pay you in future. But because I need money, and I say, okay, pay me less than what you are owing me, and I forgo the rest. So this is da'wah ta'ajjal. But what I'm talking about is, I'm owing you 100,000 naira. I'm owing you 100,000 naira, and maybe the little that you have with you, I want to take it, then forgo the remaining. Not I'm saying that pay me now. No, the little that you have with you, it is time for you to pay already, but you don't have up to what you are owing me. Can I collect that? Then I say what, I overlook the rest. So this one will be more permissible. If you say da'wah ta'ajjal is permissible, then the one that you say the person is has a part of what to pay as at when due, but does not have the full payment. So if I say I'm going to forego that, I take what he has with him, this will be more permissible. And this is what happened between Ka'b bin Malik and another companion called Ibn Abi Adraj. Ka'b bin Malik and Ibn Abi Adraj. Both of them were in the masjid. They were in the masjid, and Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just had, you know, the a kind of argument, heated argument. He had their voice. So he had to come out. So when he came out, he saw that what they were disputing about is, was that Ibn Abi Adraj was in Ka'b. So, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that that he leave part of it, that he should leave part of it and take what take what he has with him and overlook the rest. And he did. He did based on advice of the Messenger of Allah. This is reconciliation. Now that person agreed that Ibn Abi Adrad agreed that he was owing. The Mudda'i agreed that what he was owing. The other person, Al Mudda'i, the claimant, claimed that the other person was owing him, and the one who was owing, who was said to be owing, also agreed, but he did not add up to the amount that he was owing that person with him. This led to what a kind of heated argument in the masjid. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to tell him that take part of it and leave the rest. So this is sulh. Somebody is owing you, it's okay, don't worry, I take this. If it's right, or if you're right, he's owing you. But you know, not to just avoid conflict and things like that, you say, okay, don't worry, give me this and take the rest, I leave the rest. So all these examples of what as-sulhu ala iqrar, just like the one we talked about, the husband and the wife. The wife may know that, or very sure that the husband is not doing what he's supposed to do. But considering many things, maybe the children and the like, that the children may suffer if she opts out of the relationship, then she decides to watch. So just bear things like that. Some may come and say, oh, you are stupid, you are this, you are that. But she will tell them that, I'm not stupid. I know the reason why I'm doing this. I know that this man is what maltreating me. He's not giving me what he's supposed to give. But I don't want to remain without a husband, for instance. If I should leave this place now, who marry me, I'll start looking for another man. Then my children, what is going to happen to them? The same thing may happen towards the husband. Maybe the wife is not doing the right thing that she's supposed to do. She's not giving him his full rights. If the man says, okay, I'm no more interested, he has the right Islamically. But if he considers a lot of things, that if this type of woman goes, for me to see another lady now, I start talking to people, I need a wife, I need this, I need that. And maybe somebody that has very strong sexual urge, for instance. Does that mean that he will go to do dinner? Then the children, if the woman should go, the children, who is going to take care of the children? Will he be the one to watch, to be taking care of the pampers and the likes? So for this reason, the man will just overlook some of these things that this woman is. Not that the man is a fool, but is considering some of these things. So this is what Allah is referring to, as-sulhu wa sulhu khayr. Wa sulhu khayr. So some of our mothers and fathers in the past, they managed this. But some of the women today cannot manage things like this. And that's why we have a lot of cases of what? Divorce. The man has not given me my right, so no. You see some people telling her that, Allah, you are trying to. When they send her out of the husband's house, they will not be able to provide her another husband. Some men will tell the man, Wallahi, you are trying, Wallahi, if it is my wife, I would have sent her away. So when the man does that, and the man starts now suffering, they will not be the one to help him out. So if we can apply that, in that situation, when it comes to somebody owing you or you are owing somebody, things like this can be done in order not to go into quarrel and things like that. We are not saying it is compulsory. And that's why I said what is ja'iz. As-sulhu ja'iz. Illa sulhan. Harrama alalan aw. Allah. No. أو حرم حلالا So, but in Jairus, so you consider things like this. Don't allow people to push you. Whether with respect to your marital issue or with respect to some other things. So, there is a topic for that. As-sulhu, babu sulhu. They discuss it. Now, the other one is as-sulhu ala inkar. Somebody, you claim that he's owing you, but the person says, no, I'm not owing you. You are owing me, I'm not owing you. To you, he's owing you. If you are not, if you know he's not owing you and you claim he's owing you, you are sinful. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man iqtata amala amrin muslim bi ghayri haqqin. Whoever takes the word of a Muslim without haqq, without right, he said what? فَقَدْ أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a fire. Composed on him. وَحَرَّمَ عَلِي الْجَنَّةِ. And Allah has made al-jannah haram on him. When a man asked, he said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ شَيْئًا يَسِيرًا. What if it's just little thing that I take from my from the word of the Muslim or a person? The Son of Allah said, walau qadiban, walau qadiban, that is walau kana qadiban min arak. Even if it is what? A shrimp stick of arak. You take another person's right. But you are sure that the person is owing you. But this person that you are sure is owing you, it's also sure that he is not owing you. What are you going to do? You are sure that he's owing you. He is also sure that he is not owing you. Islam says, reach a compromise, a settlement. The one that is sure that he's not owing, for instance, may say, okay, instead of taking me to court, you know, wanting me to swear that I'm not owing and things. You get it? You know, al-bayyinatu ala al-mudda'i. The claimant will have to bring evidence that he's owing. Wal-yaminu ala al-mudda'alayhi. So the one that is accused of owing is his watch to say, Wallah, I'm not owing you. But he doesn't want to say, Wallah, I'm not owing you, because he's afraid that he may be owing, that maybe he has made a mistake. Said, okay, let us reach a compromise. Okay, I'm going to give you 80% of the claim. I'm going to give you 50% of the claim. And the claimant, you say, okay, I'll take it from you. So they reach what? A compromise, a sulhu. This is what? As sulhu ala inkar. This is also allowed, according to most scholars, contrary to Imam Shafi. This is allowed. So you see how Islam treats a lot of issues. But if you say, no, I must take my right, the right that you want to take, this person says, what, is not on you. But this person is also afraid that, hey, what if this is not like that? Well, to free myself, let us settle this matter between both of us in this world. Before on the dog Qiyamah, that maybe my good deeds will be used to pay him. But this, as we said, has to do with people who know that what? This one is sure, this one is also what? Sure. But if this one knows that he wants to claim another person's right, or this one knows that what, he is denying another person's right, then they are sinful. Whoever is wrong among the two of them, or between the two of them, is what? Is sinful. So the hadith, man iqtata haqqa amri muslim ghayr haqq, is applicable to any one of them that is what? That is not that is not telling the truth. So this is what? As-sulhu ala inkar. So أو كان عليه دين لا يعلمان قدره فصلحه على شيء صح ذلك. Or he has a debt on him that both of them do not know the watch. فَصَلَحَهُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. Then he agrees with him on something. Maybe this one has forgotten the amount that is owing him. So then they agree. Both of them, they settle the matter in this world. They don't want to defer it till the year after. So let us settle this matter. So settling out of the court, for instance, there is nothing wrong in it. So wasul ukhayy, for you to reach a compromise, is something that is permissible in the Sharia, and it may even be encouraged at times if that to be what we said to the matter. However, this has nothing to do with what has to do with the right of Allah. For instance, scholars will say, if somebody, you are a witness to something, somebody does not want you to testify against him in court, for instance, he has to let us reach a compromise so that you will not testify against him. So this that is going to give you money so that you won't testify against him, this is what? Zulm. Or somebody is a sorry, he has stolen somebody's wealth, but you are aware of this. He said, let us reach compromise so that you will not testify against him. If you collect this, you have collected what? You have collected not. Like that. So it must not be something that has to do with the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it has to do with your own right, no harm. Sulh can be done. We know that somebody who kills another person deliberately, the Sharia says if the family of the murdered wants to take money, they can take money. And that is what the Sharia stipulated. Can they take more than that? Say for instance, no, we are not taking this. What you want to do, we'll kill you back. We'll kill you back. Certainly, we don't want you to kill him. Or I don't want you to kill me and things like that. Okay, we are going to take twice the money that is set by the Sharia. Can they do that? Yes, they can do that. Because that's their own right. The money belongs to them. So they can take more than that. Because they also have the option of what? Of killing him back. So he does not want them to kill him. So he can take more than what is recommended by the Sharia. So this has to do with their own rights. But when it has to do with the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't take money on behalf of Allah. Don't take money on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is on sulh briefly. So pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us with this that of heart. May subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook our shortcomings. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآل وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك
الحمد لله
والصلاة والسلام
على رسول الله وعلى آله السلام عليكم سلام عليكم سلام عليكم سلام عليكم سلام عليكم سلام. Is that the situation where the wife should reconcile? And the second question, a man touching his senior children inappropriately and visionally abandoned for that, so the wife is patient and reconcile.
Now, on the issue of a man committing zina, if the man does tawbah, then there is no harm if she continues with him rather. However, if the man does not do tawbah, so it will not be okay to be under such a man. So unlike a woman, if a woman commits zina, the man, if she does tawbah as well, the man can also keep her. But for her to continue with the sinner and the man continue to keep her, this is what is wrong. The man should not keep such a person. How would you explain? So that of a woman is a bit worse than that of the man. So a man that continuously does a zina, it is not advisable that a woman remains under such a man. But that of the woman, the man should not keep keep her. So allow her. Now the man who doesn't take care of the children,
touching the children, the female children appropriately, and occasionally abandons the land.
Okay, he touches female children
inappropriately.
Okay, and he abandons Salah. Can his wife continue to be under him? What the man is doing is ma'asi. They are sinful acts. So we cannot say she should leave the man. But if she feels that she wants to leave in order to protect our own religion, and maybe to protect the religion of the children as well, this is something that is welcome. So it may be okay for her to even do that, because this has to do with the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not with our own right. So but if she still remains under him, the man is still a Muslim, according to most scholars. The fact that he prays at times, does not pray at times, means what? He's still a Muslim. So contrary to those scholars who believe that if a Muslim abandons a single salah, that he has become a kafir. This is the view of Sheikh Minbaz and some others. But what most scholars are upon is that such a person is still a Muslim. If he prays, at times he doesn't pray at times. So as long as the person is a Muslim, the lady can still be under him. However, our religion is something that she has to also look at very well. Most women will not look at this aspect. They look at the aspect of their own rights. So if a man doesn't pray, they are less concerned about that. But doesn't give them their rights, food and things like that, they are readily complaining about that. But what should be preponderant in things like this should be what? That of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if she decides that she wants to be under him, as long as the person is still a Muslim, so no harm. No harm, that is, we can't say the marriage is dissolved. Allah Alam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله